Hey guys, it's your favorite sisters with the Confessions of a Reluctant Caregiver show on UK Health Radio. On the show, you'll hear caregivers confessing the good, the bad, and the completely unexpected. You're guaranteed to relate, be inspired, leave with helpful tips and resources, and of course, laugh. Now, let's jump right in to today's guest confession.
You know, we look like the epitome of Christmas. When I woke up this morning, I thought, I'm going to do something for our holiday special, the end of year review. And I wanted to be like, I had a different shirt on that was a little bit more like silver and gold. And then I started thinking, I'm getting old. And so I thought, I'm going to do red. And little did I know when the screen would pop up. So guys, if you're not watching on YouTube, JJ is in green and we look like the epitome of Christmas or the holidays, whatever you
say. We are the holidays.
We are the holidays. That's all I'm going to say.
We are
the holidays.
We're the holidays. However, I have some issues with my background right now. This really is worth seeing. Yeah. Like, you just need to pop in on YouTube
background,
to see.
Your background is awful.
So we went to PBS, you know, so we would be all cool and suave.
And have
you know,
really good podcasts. Audio. People are probably like, what's wrong with their audio?
What's wrong with your sound?
What's wrong?
But currently I'm living in an RV with my husband. That is the hardest thing I've ever done.
How big is your RV? Is it 14 feet?
Come on. I mean, help me out here. It's 34 feet and I am in the bunk room, which is also known as the closet. So I'm in the closet and two bunk beds and everything is in here. Like there's four suitcases.
It's a lot of clothes.
Yeah, well, this winter and summer, we don't really have a place to live right now. So we're like building the house. And so I'm on site. It's fantastic. It's a little risky. So anyway, so if you hear any hammering or anything going on, that actually is just construction. But yeah, it's a hot mess here. And it's very like nerve-wracking. So that's what's going on in my background.
It sounds nerve-wracking.
So yeah, so that is the current state of my union, marriage, and location. So there you go. I feel like the president. And you don't even have to wait till State of the Union.
Let's talk about JJ and her hot mess.
So, you know, I love doing this episode.
This is the favorite.
It is because last year we talked about peeing on ourselves and that was pretty funny. I got to say.
And you know what? I still pee on myself. That's not changed at all.
That is true. And you still text me about that issue, like when you're running for the bathroom in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. At the Marriott. So anyone who met me at the Marriott, it was good that I didn't have my dress clothes on for a conference. It was a national conference I was at. And I didn't think about the D.C. traffic. And I was like, I'm all about land speed records is the problem. I want to beat the land speed record. But I literally almost made it to the bathroom.
And no. I just want to note, almost. You know, we really focus on caregiving for others, but I don't care
for myself.
So you really need to start making a plan, Natalie, about that caregiving for yourself. And I just want to say, as we always do during these situations, thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Tina. Because I'm going to tell you, because thank you, folks who carry Tina, friends at CVS. You know, I know where I can get these essential products.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought that I would get to this place that I would be using some of the similar products as mom. I did not expect it. And so menopause has been, perimenopause. It's been interesting. People are like, are we going to talk about your pee problem?
Let's talk about caregiving.
Yeah. Let's talk about caregiving. And I was getting ready to say, let's sing. Let's dance.
Okay.
Okay.
We're moving past it.
Okay. I just had to sing just a teeny bit.
Okay. So, you know, we want to talk about some updates. I mean, and at the end of the year, we always talk about some, you know, first of all, relate, educate, inspire, laugh.
Yeah.
And, but you know, there's hard, there's definitely funny, there's things that we've learned. And so this is kind of like our 45 minutes of, hey, let's toss it out there. What have we done this year? So, you know, Natalie, what have you done this year? Like really high level, like, okay, what, you know, any like big things this year, you and Jason, because I mean, that's sometimes a hot mess. What's going on at the handy house?
Well, we're handy. That's what I'm going to tell you. You know, it's funny because we don't talk a lot. No, we do. We do talk a good bit, but about life after caregiving. And really for us, there is no life after caregiving. It is intermittent care because as folks know, Jason's a head and neck cancer survivor. We're 2 years out. We go back to New York. By the time you hear this, we'll have gone to New York for his next checkup. He goes on the 15th to Memorial Sloan Kettering. And the last year has been interesting. Life after, like when we returned home, I mean, the reason we started the podcast, if you remember, is because I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And so we had to find our new normal and we had to say, we're going to be happy again, even if it's not what we thought it was going to be. And so people look at us and think, oh, they've got the best life. And they're look at Jason looks better than he's ever looked. And the reality is we're just still a dumpster fire. I mean, people ask me like, how's Jason's taste? And I'm like, it's still crap. It's not coming back. And so
he can't taste anything, but he still loves to cook.
It's not that he can't taste anything. It's that it tastes awful. And so that's the side effect of having radiation to your head. It's really highly advised against. I would advise against it. It's awful. And so we've just been trying to find the new normal. And the funny thing is you would not think he used to love to cook and it's been this year. It's taken him almost 2 years to come back to cooking and he's more confident in his cooking because he can't taste anything and tell you if it tastes good. And so
I want to note that I am the guinea pig.
You are
so
the
when
pig.
I come to the house, it's like, JJ, we're going to have this. And I'm like, that's fantastic. You know, and then my main question is, how does it taste? And I'm
that's
like,
I feel like, how does it taste?
I feel like I'm like one of those food reviewers at the fancy restaurant. I'm like, it's Jason, true. I feel like, you know, the meat is a little tough, but the vegetables are fantastic. I mean, he expects a full review.
Yeah, he does. And he's still full of bad decisions because he doesn't have as much energy. And so he tries to push himself. And as a caregiver, because I am still a caregiver, just because Jason is, has no cancer detected doesn't mean that I still don't provide support to him. But as a husband and wife, he provides, I mean, we provide support to one another, but there's those very distinct moments. And for those listeners who are out there who are on the other side of an illness that it may be a long-term illness, like with moms, we're always, it never stops. And so I think that we ebb and flow in and out of caregiving responsibilities. And it's funny because I don't see it well, but I can feel it in my body. My body feels it in my shoulders. I start feeling more, I start tensing up a little bit more. I actually become more bossy, if that's even possible. Now I know, Jay, that's shocking.
Wait, let me think about that. I don't know if that's even possible.
Like, stop it. More? Don't do that. I call that direct. I don't call it bossy. I'm just more.
I call that evil, but direct. Let's move on.
No, it's not. You know, I think this year has been Jason and myself. Like Jason had to find his groove and I had to find my groove as well so that we made a good rhythm. We still go up and down and the cancer will show its face every time he's sick. His illness is worse. And so how do we deal with that? But we've traveled some. We have made accommodations for the type of vacations that we take to make sure that it offers him normalcy and guess what? We still had a good time. What?
Oh no.
So, woo-hoo! You know, he continues to have clear scans, but Jason has this, the part that makes me happy is when he's happy. And as a caregiver, I think we all feel that we just want our loved ones to be as happy as they can be and setting realistic expectations about what they can and can't do. That's the high for me is Jason built his planter box and he grew all kinds of tomatoes and peppers and all kinds of things. And we ate out of the garden and it was so good from a health standpoint. It was so good for him mentally and emotionally. And he was so happy. And the best part was with the plants, he could actually taste a little. He tastes more from the natural plants than he does any other food. And so that's always encouraging. Doesn't it seem like a novel idea that we'd eat more plants that are normally grown? Not processed. So Jay, I mean, so I think for the most part, I said, you know, and we've done stuff with us and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but personally for Jason and myself, besides moments of killing each other, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, and the beagle got sprayed by a skunk in the face. That was bad. That was super bad. When Daisy the beagle, because everybody can see right behind me, the little redhead behind me, really struggled with making poor choices on the 4th of July. She got right up in a skunk and it sprayed her face. And then I didn't know. And I let her in the house. Now, as everybody's like, no. And then I didn't realize not to wash her with regular shampoo. And then we poured tomato juice over top of her.
Yeah, that was bad care.
I was a terrible caregiver. And it took 4 months for the smell to get out
of that dog's face.
It was bad. So yeah.
That may have been your worst. Yeah, that's a bad moment.
It's a good possibility. But that was a low. that was a low. How about you, Jay? What have you been up to?
Well,
I would like the minutes to reflect that JJ is the very, very primary caregiver for our mom. Now, you got to understand, Emily and I are total caregivers for our mom, but really our mom likes JJ best.
It's and true. So I'm going to go ahead and fess up.
And I think it's because she makes JJ feel the guiltiest. Emily and I have like, we're like, not today, but, but
today.
my mom will call JJ every time. And then she calls Emily. Emily's her second favorite. And then there's any other human on the earth. And then there's me. And so I think if you want to know what a true confession is, and it's because I am the most like my mom.
That is true.
I am the most like mom. So she does not want to hear her own thoughts.
She's like, I'm not going to call her.
Okay. So now that you know that JJ is the primary, yes, Emily is the backup. Well, and I'm always the backup for anything regulatory and stuff like that to make sure that they don't actually like do awful, terrible things at the facility. So Jay, how was your year?
Yes. Well, let's just start with a summary that there are so many conversations with Connie that I could share.
You know, we should do conversations with Connie for next year.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to do, you know what? I'm actually thinking about doing a life with Jason and us starting. And I think we may put this guys on TikTok. So this will be something new for next year where JJ and I talk about conversations with Connie. I'm telling you people, you would really love mom's conversations.
And usually they involve 60 to 70 texts over a 2-minute period.
Yeah. And Coke. I'm the Coca-Cola. We would love for you to sponsor us and we can be paid in Cokes for our mom. Like there is not enough Coke for our mom.
That's right.
And wait, what's the other, what's her other favorite?
Oh, Swiss rolls.
Little Debbie. Oh my God. Yeah. When we see, I love Little Debbie's too. Yeah. The Swiss cake rolls and you peel the chocolate apart, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. I got distracted by Cokes and Little Debbie's.
Focus. So no, it's been an interesting year with mom. We still, you know, it's hard sometimes. You know, as you said, still feeling the guilt of the world. Here, let me show you, like, flush my shoulders, still go down. She's still, she has good days and bad days. But as I watch her through the year, we still continue to see the decline. And, you know, we get the Jason where we're really excited because there are those up moments. And there are up moments with mom. But I think with mom, there's so many caregivers we talk to that we hear that word, anticipatory grief.
Yeah.
And it's there. And I know that we feel it. We've been doing it for over 20 years where mom's been struggling with Parkinson's, but we see this time now where a lot of those symptoms, I saw her this past Thanksgiving and a lot of those things where she's a little bit more confused and, those things that I always dreaded, those times that I want to go out with her and do things. And we're getting to those moments. And so even with people on the podcast net that we talk to about their lives and how things kind of progress for them. And I'm always like, oh my gosh. But I never think about those in our own lives. That's where we're getting to. And so with each podcast that I listen to, or we talk to somebody, I learn and I take away a lot because that's kind of where the year has been, is just watching changes and being more cognizant of those changes. So for me, that's what I'm dealing with because I'm always struggling. You know, there's been a lot of personal changes for me. I know I've
really,
what
have you been doing?
I mean, I've not divorced. My husband is still married to me, even though the crazy stuff. Yeah, I know. So
everybody needs at least one. Emily and I can prove that.
I know. So it has been funny though. So we decided, you know, we live in Florida. We moved down there and then we decided
it's hot down there.
It was hot.
Hey Jay, it's hot and you're really white and redheaded. And
we decided we wanted to move back to North Carolina part-time.
Right.
And so we started building a house.
Do you know how bougie that sounds? We thought we'd live in North Carolina part-time.
Well, I mean, it's not, but anyway, but we wanted to be close to our kids. So funny thing is we made this idea, you know, like, well, we're going to build a house. And then the first thing I thought of was, well, we want to age in place. So I need zero entry. I need to make sure that, you know, I can put my safety bars.
Certification. Okay. Let's make sure people understand, like, JJ, you're not like a normal girl. Like,
that's true.
Yeah. I mean, besides being wearing red and green and looking like Christmas, just in your own self. What about, you had a contractor license and you thought, I should get this certification because I don't have enough stuff on my plate. Let's do this.
Yeah. I've loved since we started all this, the concept of aging in place because we know that people have better health outcomes when they stay at home.
That's right.
And that was one of the issues that we had with mom was making the house safe. Mm-hmm. And so once I started learning more about it, like removing all rugs and look at things that are trip hazards and look at furniture and where is it and lighting, you know, because I'm practically going blind, my glasses, I got to have them on all the time. And, you know, I got my certified aging in place specialist with the Home Builders Association. Thank you. Very proud of that. So when we got these plans for our house, I was like, that's not going to work. There are steps.
We have to have uniform floor.
I know. And every door in my house.
Is it extra wide? I mean, Dexter's kind of wide anyway.
It's
I'm not calling him fat, but he's husky.
every door is 36 inches.
Okay.
Every walkway is between my island and the main stove is 36 inches. We didn't go with a gas.
What's magical about 36?
It's ADA, but you can get wheelchairs through there. Okay, it's easier to walk. We went with an induction oven, which does not get hot. So that was a safety thing for us. So you could touch it. Only the pans get hot. The pots get hot on it. There's just all kinds of things.
That's pretty cool.
Where the outlets are. So I got really excited about it. So now I feel like I've made a positive choice. You know, I'm like,
look at you making good choices.
Yeah. But the other, you know, I'll say one more thing. And that was, you know, I've watched mom and then we got, Dexter had a kidney stone. I'm going to tell you. I mean, I've had like 8 kidney stones in my life. Ladies, if you're out there, men, if you're out there and you didn't complain, that man was crying like a baby. And I know they're painful, but
we're not trying to be insensitive.
I'm telling you.
Kidney stone, childbirth.
But, you know, there was some problems with it. And so he had to go and have a CT scan, a PET scan. And so they found some other things that were problems with his health. And he, you know, he's a little older. And, but as they,
what do you like? What was her name? The model? What was her? Anne Marie? Oh, what's her name?
Oh, I remember she married that 90-year-old.
Yeah, man. That's right. So it's not like that, right?
No, he's just 63.
Okay.
So he's not that old. But anyway, when we got those, I immediately went into, first of all, it was like, oh my gosh. So I panicked because, you know, dad died young. He died at 58.
He had a heart attack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I have this, you know, because we've got 4 issues that they're like, we have some concerns about this. We're going to need to address these pretty quickly. I got freaked out a bit. And then I was like, caregiver mode. And so we went to see a surgeon last Friday. I took my notebook. I had my pen. I was thinking about Badass Advocate. I was thinking about.
I love her.
I was thinking about Erin. I know. I was like, I've got my notebook. And I was asking those questions. I was like, I'm going to need to know this.
Or Sparkle Sister is really great.
Sparkle
too.
Sister, yes.
Michelle
Hupp. I was like writing all this stuff down. And I just hit that mode when I got in there. I was like, so I've learned so much. So I wasn't as freaked out as I might possibly have been. I got to tell you, I got back in the car and I was a snot sandwich.
Really?
I was going home. And the reason was, then I had that anticipatory grief, like Dexter's going to die. And he looked at me and he was like, I'm not dying. I mean, you know, first of all.
I mean, we're all dying. Did you? You know, I'm the one that burst the bubble. Well, we're all dying.
We'll die.
I feel like Moira from Schitt's Creek. Well, we're all dying, Jay.
Anyway, so. Yeah. And so I went to worst case scenario and he was like, simmer down, Skillet. It's going to be okay. We're going to pull through it. So,
okay.
Anyway, so that's my year, but it's been good and I've learned a lot. So that is my summer.
Has it really been good? Has it really? There have been moments that had little dumpstery moments.
So there are dumpster moments and that is why I have created a lightning round.
We're
going to take a commercial break. We're going to jump back in.
Okay. Do it.
And then we're going to go lightning and it's going to get hot and crazy. Get ready.
Let's do it.
All right.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, guys, we're back here and we are about to hit the lightning round.
Everybody's shocked that you took the commercial break.
Well, I know. I think that you forgot.
I did.
I know. We were having so much fun. I mean, I was ready to pee on myself. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God for Tenna.
I got the questions. I got to create these. I'm super excited.
I did not create these questions. You can tell JJ's in charge.
I'm so excited. Okay.
Ready.
So best moment of the year. Something that you remember that really sticks out for you. Personal moment. Best thing.
Oh, personal moment?
Well, it can be personal or tied to the, it can be anything. So it can be anything. personal, podcast, mixed? What is it?
You know what? Best moment for me for the year, professional is going to be, we started a company to help people called Care Forward. It's, and it was based on, and so folks are like, what is this Care Forward thing? Care Forward is a technology platform that connects individuals in need. And we have been those individuals in need with volunteers and community organizations, partner organizations who donate time, talent, or resource. And the big thing is these individuals need support within the next 7 to 10 days, or they could have a negative health outcome. And so I think about us when we were trying to move mom, we were transitioning for her from skilled nursing to from the community to skilled nursing. And we had all these items that were left over. And honestly, you and I needed a shower pretty bad. We smelled pretty. We had been cleaning all weekend, moving stuff out and trying to get mom in. And we had these items and we couldn't sell them. We couldn't donate them. We couldn't even give them away. And that's when Care Forward was born, because we were like, we got to be able to help other people. There are other caregivers. There are people in need. And we believe in this. And so we've been working on it for the last year and a half. And it went live with the city of Roanoke doing our beta test. And we're partnering with Anthem, Healthkeepers Plus, Aetna, Better Health of Virginia, United Healthcare, and Sentara Health Plans. And so we really, for me, I think that's one of the proudest things that we've done. And we could not have done it without being caregivers, to have this personal lived experience and to go through this hard, and hearing the stories of our fellow caregivers on here absolutely inspired us. And the comments that we had from people online, that's probably my proudest, professionally.
So mine is probably my best moment, proudest moment. Like, it's my best moment, I guess. And that was, and it's funny, Nat, how now there's so much of our professional and personal that tie in together.
It totally crosses over. We have no boundaries between personal and professional
because
anymore.
It's so intertwined. Like, caregiving becomes so much a part of your life. And so I would say my best moment, which is funny because it has to do with my worst moment last year. Ooh. Last year, my worst moment was when Medicare said that mom was deceased and they wanted us to pay $7,000 for mom's medicine. That was my worst moment. Like, I remember we did that podcast and you said that was your funniest disorder. She goes, it's too fresh for JJ, but it was awful. And it was hard. So this year, probably my best moment, my proudest moment, and everybody may laugh at this, was my mom stirring brownies. And if you haven't seen the video, CVS, Natalie made the connection with CVS at a conference. And I know the lady you talked to.
I don't know any strangers. Thank you, Kirsten, for talking to me.
Yeah, the lady that she, when she said, I want to tell you a story, I got to tell you something. And the lady was like, whoa, I don't want any bad news. And she told her the story about how CVS helped us. And CVS made it possible. I still get teary. They made it possible for us to meet Eileen, which was a dream.
Eileen's our best friend.
I know. She's the lady that changed it for me. When she told me, your mom's going to get her medicine, she changed everything. And CVS came out and videoed the story about it. And mom got to meet Eileen, and Eileen changed everything for us. Oh. And we sat there with Eileen, and what we did as part of the video, it all kind of naturally came about. We made brownies in our kitchen, and mom stirred the brownies, and she had this moment of normalcy.
That's right.
And that was just watching that and watching it in the video was like, this is the best moment. Well, like, she
looked
brownies.
Happy.
And she was so great.
Looked happy. And I don't know that it's been a long time since mom has felt like herself. And after we got done, she was exhausted. It was a lot, but it was a lot for us. Oh, yeah. It's a lot for anybody, but it took her back to a place where, I mean, our mom was the director of tourism for Anderson County. Yeah. We get this personality on us. Like, she was a motivational speaker, which I always joked who would listen because, but I'm her daughter. So that's why I'm fourth in line. But she did so great. And it was a throwback. It was a throwback because we made brownies. I know people have seen our photos on our website. I'm not saying we were chunky kids, but we didn't miss a meal, and we were kind of husky, and we growing big in Tennessee. And so it was a shared experience is what CVS gave us. Because here's the thing, what we gave them was an opportunity to highlight just one of the hundreds of thousands of amazing employees they have. And yes, CVS is a partner, but guys, they're not sponsoring this episode.
No.
When we genuinely talk about products or people, that's because we genuinely believe in them. And I'm all about recruitment, retention. You know, I'm super business minded in that sense. But then we're like, people need to know about Eileen and good policies that make it so that customers, like, we should expect that, Jay, from businesses. We should expect businesses to have common sense policies that support the customers they seek to serve, period.
But as you know, when we talked about this, you and I talked about it yesterday, and it's so hard when you're a caregiver because you're always advocating for someone else. And when I think back to that situation and I think back to Eileen, she advocated for me. And I listened to that. I think about that story and I reread the blog I wrote, and she was my advocate when I didn't think I had anybody on my side because, you know, you guys, we were all trying to figure out this problem.
We felt helpless.
But I have this, I'm helpless. And I have this pension company saying, well, just pay the $7,000.
Don't worry. They'll pay you back sometime.
And that was the thing. And I think it's when you find someone, it's a person, it's anyone, it's a company. And when they're willing to advocate for you and stand up for you, that's somebody that you're like shouting from the mountaintop.
Loyal. Shop with you. I am so, like, think about it, but I'm that way with my hairdresser. Yeah. Until two messes up my hair, I am staying with her. And I am not a cheater. And so I am that way about, like, where do I get my makeup? Where, I mean, think about it. And it's brand loyalty because you believe the company cares about you.
Yeah.
And that's who I want to work for. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want my employer to be that way to me because I am more than just my job.
Yeah.
But you as employer have to make it, you have to make it so that your employees can do good things.
Oh yeah. Oh,
so anyway, that's a sidebar. Okay. We didn't even get to talk about business, but I think that's important because
you
should know businesses who are caregiver friendly. You just
they are. That's it. It's like, you are approved. You are sister approved.
You are sister approved. We should do sister approved for next year too. Like, this
sister approved.
This is a good thing. Okay. Anyway, keep going. Okay. Next question on lightning round.
Okay. Lightning round. Let's see. Hardest moment. Hardest moment. Oh, probably a word, like just a difficult time.
You start.
Okay. I worked.
Oh yeah.
I worked like almost. So mom has a significant decay on her teeth because of medication. She broke a tooth and a tooth fell out. And that happened in September. And through December, I'm calling and begging and asking. The facility then says, hey, we're sorry. You know, we lost the referral and this and this and this. And then they tell me, this is what was really, that hit me so hard. They tell me that, oh yeah, they'll have somebody come in and pull mom's teeth there at the facility. And I'm like, whoa, hold up. That's an oral surgeon job. And when I talked to mom about it, she actually is so upset at the thought of someone coming in her facility and, you know, a nursing home and pulling your teeth. And it hit me hard because I don't understand why people are treated differently. The elderly, the sick people, they shouldn't be treated.
Especially if they're in congregate care.
Yeah. And that was, I think that's first of all, one of the reasons why I'm like, fight. I don't understand that. That makes me mad. And especially when I think about people who don't have like us or somebody that's out there advocating or somebody that didn't know the story. There was nobody to tell and say, oh, I'm sorry. We have to, because of a policy, I hate policy. We're going to have to do this on site. I just don't understand that. But in the end, it also took until May and me finally making this appointment for mom to actually get those teeth fixed. And that is, and you know, mom has insurance and things like that, but because of policy, because of all this tape, as a caregiver, I felt so bad because she didn't have a front tooth, Nat. And it was just like, we'll just pay for it. And so we got the money together and we paid for this dental work because nobody else cared. And you're just pissed. I mean, let's just roll it out there.
You're and about to make us an explicit
I'm
podcast.
Sorry. I never swear, but that's, your I was so dirty. Mad. Look at me. I'm like, my face is red now.
You
but
are.
I think that's, as a caregiver, that was like, and I know that's maybe people are like, but it's so much more than just, it's just so much more than teeth.
It's personal.
Like, why is the system, why is it failing my mom? But why is it failing these people who they don't have voices to speak for themselves?
Well,
there's so many out there.
And think about it. It's also ultimately going to fail us is the implicit thing that's going on in the back of your mind. You're like, what's going to happen when I get old? I'm older or I need care. Let's not even when I get older. We don't even know what older looks like. Mm-hmm, Jason was 55 when he was diagnosed with cancer, but Jason also has back and neck issues. And that was when he was 49. So it's insult to injury was the cancer.
Yeah.
And so
go ahead. Well, no, and I think what finally got me fired up and it was almost like yelling. I was like, I don't think you guys understand these aren't just teeth. And the lady was like, well, you know, we understand this. And I was like, this is causing social isolation. She will not go out of her room because she doesn't want people to see her. First of all, she cannot eat. So she's not being nourished correctly. She's not being fully nourished. And she cannot speak.
Yeah.
Like, this is causing a speech problem. And that is, you know, I think people are thinking, oh, she's got a broken tooth. There's so much more to everything that you don't address. And so that was my, you know, my advocacy, just that was my fire. There it is.
Okay. We're going to take a break. That was really good.
Coming back. You got to know your heart.
And then I'm going to tell you mine because people will be like, Natalie doesn't feel anything. JJ's a soft one. JJ's a soft one. I'm like, I do. We'll be right back.
All right.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, Do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, guys, we're back here, and I've been complaining about some teeth. Natalie, what's your hard? What's your hardest?
All right, so I have two hards. First hard is simple. It absolutely breaks my heart when you are upset. It is very hard that I can't help you and help mom, and that you carry so much of the burden, and it is very hard for me. And as much as I
that
want,
makes me cry.
Well, don't cry. It's okay. It's because I love you. I'm your sister. And this is important. JJ and I will argue. JJ, Emily and I argue. Let's make sure we're all clear, because people are like, these sisters are like rainbows and unicorns. The hell we are. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We will argue with each other because this is about being real. And so, but I will tell you this, no matter how much we do our normal sister stuff, you know, and what it is typically it's just life stresses. Life stressors will impact us. But in the end, we're sisters and we will never let anything come between us. And caregiving has been really hard on our relationships. And so I think if we would be remiss if we did not say caregiving is hard on our relationship. And it's not about coming to an agreement on a decision. It's just the stressors and the frustrations and the responsibilities. And when you have a person that you're caring for that really just wants one person to take the lead, if I were you, I would sometimes be resentful of me or Emily because we don't do as much as you do. I would totally support you in your resentment. And you are always really good about telling us when you need things. You're really good about like, girls, I need you to take the call. I don't have it. Or I need you to, Natalie, can you help me with this? And I think that's really important in advocating for yourself and to all the siblings out there who are second favorite, third favorite, last favorite, like myself. I'm with that with Jason. I encourage you to not just say, what can I do for you, Jay? It's know your sibling, know what they're doing, and then ask them to do some of the things that they're doing. Or can I just listen for you? Can I be an ear for you? And we're going to talk, and I want you to let it all out. And I want you to say all the things that make you upset, because if you hold that in, it'll negatively impact you. So just FYI, remind you of that to make sure that you don't carry it by yourself, because you have people willing to carry it with you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was really nice.
Thank you. Don't tell anybody I was nice though.
Shh.
The other thing that has driven me crazy, because I will talk about Jason, is he continues to make poor choices. He will not tell me that, and I know there's lots of people who can relate to this. He will not tell me when something is wrong. He will hold it in. He will tell me, well, I know you're busy, or I know you're this, or there's nothing you can do about it, so I didn't bother telling you. And so every time we go to the doctor, we do checkup or things like that. He might say things randomly. And I'm like, why did you not tell me that? And it's so frustrating. Or I'll say, you need to take more frequent breaks when you're working on your personal projects. Like you need to take more breaks instead of going out. And oh, perfect example. He mowed the yard. We have a riding lawnmower. And you were at our house. We have a riding lawnmower.
This was almost a fight.
This was a full on. If you die in that bed, it was justified because your crap choice did it. I am such a hard Emily. If Emily was on here, she'd be like, Natalie, you need to be nicer. And I'm like, no, No, I'm not going to be nicer, because he's laying on the bed and his face is so pale from where he walked the yard. He walked with a push lawnmower, which is self-propelled because he's got some limitations. So, but he did too much. It was too hot and he overheated. And that's the hardest thing for me, is I am a person who likes structure and control. I know that seems shocking. And he is bound and determined to do it what he wants. And I have to remind him that if he destroys his body now, I don't know how I would care for him. Jason's 50, he'll be 58 in January. And if he destroys his body now, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. It scares me because, and I think as caregivers, and here's the selfish part, ready for the confession? I don't want to care again like that yet. I want to do it when we're in our 80s. I want to do it like later in life. I probably won't even want to do it then. Like, I just want to be married and I want to be able to do things. And I don't want you to do things that are going to, that will make it harder for you. It's aging you faster.
It puts him at risk. And I think that's, you know, you're like, take care of yourself. I mean, I can't take care of all of you. Take care of yourself.
If you won't take it, here's a problem. And this is how I feel. This is unpopular. If you won't take care of yourself, I'm not taking care of you. That's, do you know how mean that sounds? But if you're going to intentionally do it, then I'm not going to take care of you because I'm not going to be punished. That's what it feels like, is I feel like I'm being punished when he makes more choices.
So that kind of leads us to the funniest moment. That leads us to the funniest, but it also leads us to kind of it's kind of the take care thing, but it's kind of the funny thing as well. So mom has an OTC card, which is the over the counter benefits.
I'm glad you knew OTC. You're OTC. Struggling over there, I can tell.
That's what it's called. Well, it's called OTC. I don't know.
It's so over the counter. If it's not, you know how funny that would be?
I know. She gets to go and pick up things at different locations of items that she might need through her Advantage, her Medicare Advantage. Mm-hmm. And it's like the highlight of the month, y'all. I mean, she loves it.
We got money on that card and I am burning it up. Give me some products, Jay.
So here's the deal. So I took her when I was in for Thanksgiving. And we hit CVS. I mean, this is like a full shopping trip. And it's exhausting for me, y'all, because there's a lot of gear you got to carry along with those out. I'm like, holy smoke. So it's like taking a little, you know, when you got to have that backpack when you take out kids and stuff.
Like, I got to have all kinds of supplies.
Not like that. I mean, I want to say, I just got to have water. I got to have cloth.
It is like having a baby. Like, don't downplay it. Like, she's got a rollator. You got to have a wheelchair because you don't know if we're going to go between the wheelchair or the rollator. It depends on how she's feeling. She's going to have all the things. She's got her purse. You've got to have the basket. How are we doing things? Like, don't downplay that. That is super important.
Fair enough. Okay. So we went to CVS and we did her normal shopping. She gets her beauty supplies there. And some of those are on there. You know, we really try. And she needs Coke. And this is her, like, this is her guilty confession. And so first of all, she gets three cases of Coke and I'm like, okay, that's 36
that's a lot
Cokes.
Of soda.
So I need you to know that the day before Emily had her and she had already gotten three cases of Coke. So we're up to 76 cans of Coke. 72 cans of Coke. I can't even add anymore. We're up to 72 cans of Coke.
That's an exceptional amount of Coke.
Yeah. That's a lot of Coke. And so
I was doing math. Like, if there's 16 ounces times 72.
So then it's the Dollar General because they also do it. So
we love you, Dollar General. We love you too.
Thank you, Dollar General. And she says, oh, and I can get my stuff here. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
And so I start helping her. We got our little basket and we immediately, like, we're not going through like yogurt and dairy and cheese.
You mean healthy things?
So, because she has a little fridge in her room, she gets like snacks. So we immediately go to chips and salsa. And that's okay. And then we go to cookies. And I'm like, mom, because she's lost some weight. I'm a little bit concerned about her nutrition.
Okay.
And so I'm noticing these things. And then we get to Swiss rolls, Little Debbie's, which is one of her favorites.
Satan's playground
and
over there.
I get
Little Debbie's are the best.
So I get the Swiss rolls. I get her the box. She asked for it. And it's on the lower shelf. So I get it. And she says, I need another box. I'm like, are you sure? And then they didn't have another box. I was like, thank you, Jesus. There's not another box of Swiss rolls. But we get to the front of the store and I'm like, well, they have another box. And then I say, mom, I've got another box. I need that box. And I go get it. And then I say, mom, this is like the jumbo box. It has 24. And she was like, I need it. I look at the other box. It has 24. That is 48 Swiss rolls.
Wait, let's make sure. That's 48 packages of Swiss rolls times two, which is 96 individual Swiss rolls.
I snorted. So it is my funniest moment. It is like you guys don't know, like, all of the junk food that I bought. And then I started getting frustrated. I was like, mom, I feel like mom when she was like, no, you can't have that. We get to the front and it's like the candy bars. And I feel, but then I'm like, JJ, it's my let it go moment. Like, whatever. I don't even care. Mom, whatever you want, load it up.
The medicine or the sugar, something's going to happen. The teeth are going.
I'm like,
man.
Mom, well, if she wants 48, if she wants them, go to town. And so I realized at that moment, it's my let it go moment. I'm just like, what else could I get you? Do you want any Mountain Dew? I mean, just load it up. I will tell you that the second part of my funny is that when we went into the facility, yeah. we start walking through there and she has got her, she's got her rollator. I have all the Cokes on there. And she says, oh, hey, John, do you need a Coke? Oh, hey, Luann, do you
is
want a Coke?
Is she giving all those Cokes away?
She's giving Coke out like
I swear to God.
So that was my, I was like, Mom. And then I was like, I'm supplying Coke for a facility of 75 people.
You're
so
welcome, realized, skilled nursing facility. We yeah, know how
so
much
then
we're
I realized
paying you.
That's why I have to purchase so many Cokes.
And she is a just Coke peddling Swiss cake roll dealer. Her mom is a Swiss cake roll dealer. What is she getting back is the question. Did you ask her what she's getting back from those people?
I don't think anything, Nellie. I think she just gets a lot of joy from handing it out.
That's because she has. And here's the thing. Let's find the silver lining. It's because our mom has always wanted to help other people. She really has. Like, again, she has a servant heart. And if it, she is dealing service through Swiss cake rolls, so
I'm okay
bitch.
With that. And
you
so
know,
I feel like
I'm probably
going to
need Swiss cake rolls because I'm kind of hateful. So I'm probably going
to
need that whenever I get into a facility because nobody will be my friend otherwise.
So my lesson learned was just to let it go. So what's
let
your funny?
Go.
What's your lesson learned
let
from it?
Let it go.
I know.
Oh, you know what? Jay, it's at the end of our time. I mean, I can't believe we're at the end of our time. We're going to have to, okay, we're going to have to wrap it up a little bit.
Okay. Like, okay. So
my funniest,
funny moment?
I'm going to tell you this. My funniest moment has to be my inability to manage my bathroom breaks. And I know that has nothing to do with caregiving, but dang it, I need to care for myself and that perimenopause is really hard. And sometimes I don't have the same bladder control. And I know there's people going, you should see a doctor for that. And the answer is, I went to this women's conference by Senator Warner in Virginia last weekend. And I listened to the menopause conference. And there was a panel of physicians who were there. And they talked about it. And they were like, yes, there are things you can do. And I'm like, really?
So here's your lesson learned. You must care for yourself as much
as
you can.
Well, and carry
others.
An extra pair of panties in your underwear. In your
okay,
purse.
That is your
so
lesson learned. And that is your advice for others.
And that's the go. Okay, so Jay, let's talk about what's coming up in the new year.
Absolutely. So here you go. So I do have a couple. I have one question. Okay. Proudest moment in the podcast last year, this past year. One moment that you were like, this is stellar. I'm so proud of this that I was able to contribute this to the audience.
Okay. So I don't want people to think that I play favorites.
Ready.
Caregiving Youth series. And I'm going to tell you, I loved our choral series. So we had a choral series talking about the impact of dry mouth on your overall health and wellness, because that's something very personal to Jason and myself. And so if you haven't heard that series, people, I'm telling you, you got to go back and listen to it. It's on YouTube. We had six amazing professional practitioners who came and gave you everything. Thank you to our friends at Acoral and lots of sponsors for that. That was that. But Caregiving Youth, because they are truly hidden caregivers. And we don't see children as caregivers. And having worked in the foster care population for 25 years, the privilege of getting to talk to these, our youngest, I think, was 14, and them talking about caring for their loved ones. They are, you know, from Kaylin to Aditya to, I mean, every one of these youth, the sisters from Australia, my girls from Canada. And I just have to tell you, it was absolutely the proudest moment. And the organizations who support them, Kids Kicking Cancer, KASIM, you've got so many. I'm going to tell you, you can listen to all of our special series. It's not that I love heroes. I absolutely love heroes. But we in the United States do not recognize the impact that youth are having in caring for other people.
Yeah.
That's my proudest moment.
I would say for me, because I do love heroes, I love all the guests, first of all, but if you were talking about a segment, and I think my proudest moment was the ability with our sponsors to put out the PBS series. Mm. But what that did when we put out the program that was done with us by PBS Appalachia, when we put out that special, it wasn't just about the show itself, the program itself, but the fact that we got to meet those individuals personally.
Wasn't that amazing?
And to see them in action, to have dinner with them, but to see these fun and vibrant and just funny people that have been through so much, these veterans, and they're just, you see the situation and you see that they're just making it.
They're thriving. Tom and Jack, JP and Crystal, Jose and Quinn, Bob and Gretchen, like, and Angelina and her dad. Oh my God. Like,
I say that you say they're thriving, but I know that they have hard moments and they're open to talk about them, but they're just like, you know what? We're just going to trudge on through the mud and we're going to make it. And they're honest about it. And I think that was probably my proudest, was to be able to do that.
I do love our military.
Yeah, I do love that. So, okay, here it is. So we're just going to talk
lightning round fast
because there's some crazy stuff going on next year. What do you got?
Okay. We have officially moved to PBS. We will be recording in their state-of-the-art studio in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. People, Like, it's going to be crazy awesome. And so if any of our guests ever want to come and record in studio with us, there will be, you are welcome. Guys, we are so excited to partner with PBS and the Hard Rock to record down there. That is going to be amazing. And we're sort of doing this little television show.
Yeah, just a 10-part series program. Yeah, I'm just super excited about that.
I'll take care.
It is health, lifestyle, and home.
That's right.
It's going over a little bit of everything. It is not just for caregivers, but it's for everybody.
It's how do you age well?
Yeah.
Oh, and let's put the sizzler reel.
Let's do that.
We'll put it in the show notes. Guys, you got to watch the sizzler. It's hilarious. We play pickleball.
I was going to say we play pickleball. So that is one of the fun things. And another thing that we're excited about. Yeah.
Our partners at NCL.
Yeah.
We're going on a cruise, and we're not only going on a cruise on Norwegian, it's for caregivers, but it's for everyone. And mm-hmm. We also have co-hosts. And so we have Carrie Alberts with Dementia Darling. Mm-hmm. We have Christina.
Elizabeth Miller.
Elizabeth Miller with Happy Healthy Caregiver. Mm-hmm. We have Cindy and Christina from AAC Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have?
We have Terrence Hawthorne, which is Caregiver's Lifestyle. He's amazing with him and his wife, Lucretia. And we have, of course,
Christina Keys.
We're Christina Keys, Keys for Caregiving.
We have got
a crazy group of fun people who love life and who want to talk to everybody.
It's better than a Hallmark cruise, and I love you, Hallmark.
I know.
And we're on a newer ship.
I think there's a lot of differentiating things that are going on with the sisters.
Oh, Jay, we got training too. Guy and I are doing training in January. Holy crap, guys, you're going to see this January 23rd. We're going to be doing a training. Guy Mittal and I with Forge Health are going to be doing a 4-part training, and it's free, and we're probably going to have credits, continuing education credits.
And it's like a playbook.
It's totally a playbook on caregiving, people. We're looking to do youth caregiving series again. And Jay, the Heroes series, the Heroes.
It's coming back.
And
where's it going to be located?
It's going to be in a big, giant white house is what we're trying to do.
Guys, it's a big white house is what we're trying to do.
We're speaking this into existence that we're going to get permission to go and record in the big white house. So we'll keep you posted. This is going
to
be good.
We are super excited about what's to come. We are so thankful for everybody that has worked with us, that has helped us grow. We're at
our listeners.
We're at over 300,000
downloads
and streams.
Oh.
So, and we're in 54 countries. And if we can do anything, you know, our email is always open, info@confessionsofareluctantcaregiver.com. Tag us, like us.
Follow us,
email
share
us
with everybody is what we're going to ask. Because here's the thing, we're all going to be caregivers. The 4-way test, I mean, it's really about, it's what Ms. Carter talked about. Rosalind Carter talked about, and our friends at the Rosalind Carter Institute, you know, we'll either have been a caregiver, we will be a caregiver, we are a caregiver, that's not in the right order, or we will need care. Yeah. That's the thing. It is universal. We will all need care or be cared for. And I say that with the utmost respect to our friends at RCI, our friends at Wounded Warrior, Fisher House Foundation. I mean, I think about all the people, Elizabeth Dole Foundation, all the people. There are so many partners we've had this year and so many organizations that we have had the privilege of learning about, the privilege of getting to share with you, and sharing is caring. And I'm going to tell you, lots of great podcasts. We got lots of friends out there. So we're happy to cross promote because there is more than enough caregivers out there to be supported for all of us.
Yeah.
So Jay,
I cannot say thank you enough. And I wish everyone a very, very fruitful and wonderful new year. 2025 is
going to be big.
It's going to be big. We're looking forward to it. And a very healthy,
happy new year.
Healthy, happy new year to everyone.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening to your favorite sisters. I know that JJ's your favorite. It's fine.
It's okay.
We're used to it. Currently, Emily is the favorite of both of us. So
great
we love you, Emily. All right, guys. Happy new year. And here is to a big, fat 25.
Well, friends, that's a wrap on this week's confession. Thank you so much for listening in on UK Health Radio. But before you go, please take a moment to leave us a review and tell your friends about the Confessions show. Don't forget, visit our website to sign up for our newsletter and connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Twitter. You'll also find the video recording of all our episodes on the Confessions website and our YouTube channel. We'll see you next Tuesday when we come together to confess again. Till then, take care of you.